We continue our learning. Nishmas David ben Menachmishim Cham Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio wearing Kalim Perach Avav Mishnah Gimel Kaf Lok Take Kotsim Tahora. The palm, literally, of those who gather thorns is not Mekabel Tumah. What is this? So the Bartanur says, Kimin Kaf Yad Shel Or Tofsim Melakte Kotsim Bideim. This is, that's not really a glove, but it's something that protects the palms that people who are gathering different branches, different thorns, are holding onto to protect themselves. So we've had this in the past. Anything that's there just for protection purposes is not Mekabel Tumah, is not considered a kli. Then the Mishnah says, Hazah. Zone vahabrach yor tameim. A zone is, Bar Tanur says, a zor kimin avnet, some type of belt. It's made out of leather. Brach yor, he says, defus shel or notun al berkayim, some type of form of leather that's placed on, like a pad, placed on the knees, for people to stay or to literally stand on their knees, so they're comfortable. So these are tmeim. They both have a base kibble. According to some, maybe the leather belt has a little place for coins. The brachyar has a place, obviously, to put in some type of protection, rags or something like that, so it serves as a pad for the knee. So they are mekabel tuma. They have a base kibble. V'hasharvulin tameim as well. Sharvulim are sleeves. If Bar Tanur tells you what this is, kimin beis yad shel or, some type of sleeve made out of leather, dachuk vitzar, which is pressed, it's tight, narrow, shenostim ba'alei umnos bizro osehen, kedei shelo yiplu bigdeyem harachavim al yadan v'yivatlu osamim alachtan. People who are working, so the sleeves of their robes, let's say, that they're wearing can get in the way. So you have these very tight sleeves that you put on in order to make it a little bit easier to work. So you don't have the sleeves of your robe falling into your work. So the Mishnah is telling you that these are tummy. Now, why are they tummy? They're a sleeve. I mean, they're open on either end. But nonetheless, because they have a form of a kli, so therefore they're mekabel tuma as well. They're ha prak limin tahorin. This is a headband made out of leather, and these are tahor vudavar shemechatel v'kosher bo padachto. You put it on your forehead, the bartender says. These are not mekabel tumah. Now, the previous case of the sharvulim, the work sleeves, they were tameh. So that's because that was it had the appearance of a kli. This does not have the appearance of a kli at all, and therefore these headbands, the leather headbands, are tahor. The whole base adds bows to horos. All base adds bows. Place literally a house for your fingers. Referring to gloves. So gloves have, that actually has a base kibble, the opening of the glove itself. But because it's not there to hold anything, it's there just for your hands, so therefore we treat it like a flat piece of leather, and it's not mekabel tumah, with the exception, chutz mishel kayotzim, except the glove that's worn by those who gather the dried fruit, m'nei shei mekabeles esa'og, because people use that glove to put in the og. Says Martin, what's this og? A pre-adom, it's a red fruit, a berry of some sort. Hamatzei be'ilon shegadol yarmeilav. So it grows wild in the forest. Upa'amim shahamalaktim kotzim be'yarim. What happens is, those who are gathering dried fruit, they see these wild berries, and malaktima ogvenostim osoba. They said it's supposed to actually put it inside their glove. Nimsa shehu oisur, the Kabbalah. So obviously it's being used as a receptacle, that glove of those who are kayats and those who gather dried fruit, and therefore those gloves are mekabel tumah. Nikra, let's say the glove now tore. So if it's ripped, so now it certainly doesn't have a base kibble. Maybe you can put your fingers in a little bit. They won't be completely protected. But you can't put this og inside. Well, it depends. How large is the tear? Imena makabeles is rov hog tahora. If the majority of an og is not going to be held in there, it's going to fall out, which means most of that berry of that og berry is going to be hanging out of the ripped area. So then the glove is not makabel tumah. Perek yuchavav mishnah dalad. Sandal shenifseka achas me'aznav v'tikna. Here is a sandal. And a sandal, leather sandal, and one of the ozen is an ear, but this is referring to the side strap of the sandal that usually goes over your foot. So usually you have, let's say, one on each side, and they hook in together, and one of those side straps ripped. So the halacha is that it's tamei medrash. It retains its status of tumas medrash. Remember, these are sandals. So people stand on them, lean on them. So they're mekabel tumas medrash. And the fact that one happened to have ripped, it doesn't matter. It's still usable with the other strap. You can wrap it around with a string or something like that. The case of the Mishnah happens to be v'tikna. You have to fix it. But lav dafke, you don't have to fix it in order to be mekabel tumas medrash. The reason the Mishnah mentions tikna is because of the next halacha. Here what happened was you fixed it. The first one ripped off, you put on a new side strap, and now it looks like it's good as new. So, of course, it's tamei medrash, but it would have been tamei medrash even if you didn't fix it because of the other side strap that remains. If now the second strap rips, remember you already fixed the first strap, a side strap, a side flap, and now you put on a new one on the second one ripped, and now you put on a new one, tahor min hamidras. Now it loses its status of tumas medrash, but why should that be? After all, you fix the whole thing. It never really lost its status as a sandal, as a shoe. So Bar Tanur explains like this: Afal pi dinis kana rishona kodem shinim shuniya. Even though you fixed the first side strap of the sandal before even the second one broke, mikama kom torah, still it's tahor now. It's not mekabel tumas midras. The panim chadashos bo lakan, a very famous idea, not only when it comes to sheva brachos. Panim chadashos bo lakan. This is new faces are here. Shalachar, it's a new sandal. Shalachar sheyardola tumas midras nischat shula panim halalu. After literally tumas midras descended upon it, now it has a new face. Both straps are new straps. Veinzu harishona. This is not the first. This is not the original sandal anymore. Beachar shekvar niskalkelba kedei bitula, because both straps have already been ruined, and then now we have new straps. So that is. It's not, once both straps have ripped, even though you fixed the first one before the second one tore, it's not mekabel tumas midras, avol tamei maga midras, but it's still tamei maga midras, which means something that touched midras. Bar Tanur explains, mishum de ozen rishonek shenish bera v'tikna, when that first side flap, strap tore, and you fixed it. And by doing what? Shehevi ozen acheres tachas hashvura v'chibel sandal. You brought a new strap and you attached it to the sandal. Nitmeis maga medras. That becomes tamei maga medras. Sharei nag b'sandal atamei medras, because it touched a sandal that was tamei medras itself. Chenishbara ozen shnia it deparach mina tumas medras. And even after the second one ripped, and now there's tumas medras that tumas medras parach mina tumas medras. Tumas medras of the original sandals now has really flown away, as we explained. Still nishtayer ba. Tumas Maga. There's still Tumas Maga. Duchol ha-sandol mechubar la-ozen rishonish in his takna. Because the whole sandal is still attached to that original strap that you had attached to it, which became Tamei by touching the midras, touching the sandal to begin with. Now, to explain in greater detail, really, when the first strap tears off and you now fix it, so now you attach its mechubar to something that's tamei medrash, that's also tamei, that's in fact an avatuma. But only when the second strap is gone, so now it had ripped, so now it's parim chadash, it's a new face, so now we'll say, okay, we say the whole thing is not tumas medrash, but it still has touched the original strap, so the original strap was an avatuma, so this is a maga medrash, so this is a rishon l'tuma. Len the Mishnah says lo hispik lasaken it's a rishona achadivsko shnia. Let's say though you didn't fix the first strap, side strap tore off, and before you could fix it, the second one tore off. So tahor. So now the whole shoe is tahor. Nifzak akevo nital chotmo. Let's say akev. The akev, of course, is the heel. So the heel for a tore off. Or chatmo, that's where the toes go. That's the nose, literally. That's the front section. Or shenechal kushnaim. Or let's say that the front section by the toes didn't tear off, but it split in two. So says the Mishnah tahor, the sandal's not mekabel tumah anymore. How you can use it as a sandal? It's not going to stay on the foot, either because it's missing the heel or it's missing the front. Sol yom shenifsak mikol makom tahor. Sol yom is like from the word sol. That's just like a slipper. That's just a bottom piece, let's say, of leather. Flat piece of leather where the foot goes. So the Mishnah here says, if that rips at all, mikol makom, any little bit, it's tahor because you can't use it anymore. Bar Tanura says, what's sol yom or shetachas persas haregel belvad? It's just a piece of leather that's underneath the sole of the foot. Shein lo akev, velaz, sola, right? We call it a sole. So that's tor if it rips at all. Min al shenifkas, now we're dealing with a shoe that tor. Imena mekabel tzruv haregel tahor. If, at what point do we say it's not mekabel tuma? When it cannot hold a majority of the foot. If it can still hold the majority of the foot, so although there's a hole in there and some of the foot's coming out, that's fine. But once most of the foot cannot be held in there, it's tahor. Minol sha'al ha'imum, what about this is the shoe, it's being made on the form itself, on the last, really. That you have a waker shoe, that's how they make the shoe. You put it on this form, defus shel min al asui me'or malay se'ar. This is, Bar Tanur tells you, the imum is just this form that whereupon you make the or. This imum is made out of leather, it's made out, it has hair on it as well, and it's upon that you form your shoe. So you have, and you have a shoe on there. It's the minol shel ha'imum. So what should be the problem? So shouldn't the minol be mekabel tuma? So the answer is it's still on the form. Maybe it's not considered complete. Doesn't have a gemara malach. It's not considered a kli yet. Rabbi Eliezer and Betayr. Eliezer says that's not mekabel tuma. Once you remove it from that shape, from that mold, from that form, so then it's considered finished. But before that, it's not mekabel tuma. Still on there. V'chachamim mitamin. They say even though it's still on the form, on that last. On the Eimum, it's Mekabel Tumah. It's a complete shoe just because it's considered a Gemar Malacha. It's a finished Kli, even though you may have not taken off. Kol Chamasos Tzururos Tahoros. Now we move on to leather bottles. Chemes, we had that many times. The water flask, the water leather water bottles. So if they're Tzururos Tahoros, meaning if they are tied up, and this is, it means that it had a hole, and it's Mekabel, and it's Nolan Mekabel Tumah, because it's a very large hole in water, or it doesn't have to be a large hole, enough that water's going to come out. And what you do, Tzururos, you tied it up somehow, you had put on a piece of leather, a strap, whatever it is, and now the water's not coming out. Says the Mishnah, still Tahoros, it's still not Mekabel Tumah, it's because that is only fixing it temporarily. It's true that water may not drip out right now, but they're not, you didn't fix the chemes. You just put a knot there to close it up. That's eventually going to untie. So therefore, even in its state right now, that it's sarur, it's bound, and water's not dripping out, it's still not mekabel tumah. Chutz mishel arvim, except if you're using a knot, the Arabian knots, apparently those are very difficult to untie. She'eno noach lahatir, not easy to untie, says the Bar Tanura, that type of knot on a chemes to keep the water inside, that's considered somewhat permanent, and therefore the chemes would be mekabel tumah at that stage. Rabbi Meir Omer, tzuror sha'a tahoros, tzuror olam tameos. He says it does not depend on the type of knot, the Arabian knot, the stronger knot, the weaker knot. No, he says it all depends on the intention of how long or short you plan on keeping it on. If it's a tzuror sha'a, if it's a knot that you made to close up the hole in the chemes, in this water bottle, this leather water bottle, and you kept it there for Shah only temporarily, even an Arabian knot, doesn't matter that it's strong and difficult to untie, Tahor, the chemes is still Tahor, it's not Mekabel Tumah, because it's only temporary. And if it's a Tzuror Olam, even if it's not Arabian knot, but you plan on keeping that knot there for a long time, Tameos, then the chemes is Tameh. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Chamasos Tzururos Tahoros. He says, makes no difference. Any time you tie a leather bottle, and you didn't fix the leather itself, putting in a knot's not going to help at all. It doesn't matter the type of knot, doesn't matter what your intent, how long you plan on keeping there, Tahoros, which is a leniency, these are not going to be mekabel tumah, or any type of knot at all, and for any period of time.